AMD Ryzen is moving into Chromebooks by Mark Hockman on September 22nd in PC World. AMD's presence in the Chromebook market has been limited to the A-series lineup, but now it's bringing the full firepower of Ryzen to bear. AMD has adapted its Ryzen microprocessor to address the growing Chromebook segment, with a new C-series lineup for mid-level and premium models. In total, AMD is offering 5 new processors in its Athlon and Ryzen families, though they're simply rebadged versions of existing chips. Robert Hallock, AMD's Director of Technical Marketing, said that the company was using the C designations to make it easier for consumers to spot a Ryzen-powered Chromebook while poring through lists of available options. According to IDC, AMD's share of Chromebooks is surprisingly large. 21% of all Chromebooks, all of them based around the older A-series processors that AMD launched for Chromebooks in 2019, AMD hopes to wrap up its presence in July. IDC reported that the United States PC market, including PCs and Chromebooks, jumped 11.2% as work-from-home employees and students snapped up devices. Chrome as a market is growing very well, Alex said. That's an opportunity for AMD. We want to be in big, growing markets. Intel seems to dominate Chromebook sales at the moment, but all 3 of the top 15 Chromebooks on Amazon lists of best-selling Chromebooks were powered by Intel Celeron processors, with the exception of 2 models powered by Samsung Exynos chip, as well as a Chromebook with a Rockchip chip inside of it. Amazon's list of best Chromebooks doesn't even have any CPU filtering options other than Intel chips. Hallock said AMD believes that Chromebooks now demand the performance that mainstream PCs required, citing the tendency to load up browser tabs, running multiple productivity applications, powering external monitors, and running Linux and Android applications. The new Athlon C family will be used for Chromebooks between $300 to $450, executives said, overlapping with the Ryzen 3. The Ryzen 5 segment will address Chromebooks between $500 and $700, which, at least according to Amazon's listings, are few and far between. However, Hallock also said AMD expects 6 design wins in 2020 from Asus, HP, and Lenovo, shared between the new Athlon and Ryzen chips. The Zen Plus platform, upon which these chips are based, also enable Wi-Fi 6 and Bluetooth 5 compatibility. Though Hallock declined to confirm whether or not the design wins will include these features, AMD will continue selling the A-series chips into Chromebooks, Hallock added. What will be inside the new Ryzen Chromebooks? AMD will ship a pair of Athlon parts, the Athlon Silver 3050C, 2 cores, 2 threads, 2.3 GHz base, 3.2 GHz turbo, and the Athlon Gold 3150C, 2 cores, 4 threads, 2.4 GHz base, 3.2 GHz turbo. 3 Ryzen cores will accompany them, the Ryzen 3 3250C, 2 cores, 4 threads, 2.6 GHz base, 3.5 GHz turbo. The Ryzen 5 3500C, 4 cores, 8 threads, 2.1 GHz base, 3.7 GHz turbo. And the Ryzen 7 3700C, 4 cores, 8 threads, 2.3 GHz base, 4 GHz turbo. All 5 also contain varying levels of integrated graphics. All consume 15 watts, though they can be downclocked to consume as little as 9 watts. Naturally, the gen-over-gen gains are impressive. In PCMark's Writing Benchmark, performance will be between 66% to 104% faster than AMD's A6-9220C. Graphics and photo editing will see similar gains, at least 66% and 81% in each category. AMD sees the potential for Chromebooks in the education market, but also in the enterprise, as a work-from-home solution that can connect to the cloud. Granted, it's taken about 2 years for AMD to migrate Ryzen from the desktop to notebooks and finally to Chromebooks. Halleck wasn't deterred. "Slow and steady wins the race," he said.